Welcome to Women's Words, a program bringing you the written work of the women of Minnesota.
Bonjour, Linda Lagarde Grover in Dijinikaz from Duluth here, and I'm going to read an excerpt from my novel, which is called The Road Back to Sweetgrass. These days, younger people often raise their voices when they speak to me. Auntie Beryl, or Mrs. Doulabon, they nearly shout, thinking that I am either hard of hearing or sliding off into dementia. The truth is, I will answer their questions about warm milk or if I need to use the toilet when I am ready to do so. What I am giving a great deal of thought to these days is the past. A great deal of it is painful, our past. But nevertheless, it is ours and has its beautiful aspects that outweigh the pain. We take the bad with the good and acknowledge this to the Great Spirit, who is also God, in our morning prayer, giving thanks that we were born Anishinaabe. But you can't help the way you feel. These days, I also feel crabby, and it's no wonder that I do. My body has weakened and failed considerably. Here in convalescent care, there is no opportunity to rice, to maple sugar, or to chop wood. That, combined with my age, of course, has led to this. I no longer have that impressive upper body strength that Anishinaabe women are famous for. My arms can still move the wheelchair if I take it slow, but right now Crystal is pushing me down the hall to my room, which is all right because it gives me some time to think. What shall I tell this young woman whose eyes tell to the world the story of the Anishinaabe people? How we were redeemed through the sacrifice of Muskrat's life is recounted in the very color of Crystal's eyes, the blue of water and the brown of earth, that, to one who looks more closely, emphasizes the clarity of the shadows behind the surface. The past is always with us, and Crystal will carry it into the future, even when she brings new life into our world. The old Anishinaabe, the ancestors whose shadows began to awaken once she passed childhood, stir occasionally as they wait for the time that she will begin to understand and to speak. Crystal will tell of our past. That is her destiny, determined by God the Creator, who in giving her life set her path, uncertain though it has sometimes appeared, in this direction. But before she can do that, she will need to gather the strength that will come from knowing her own story. What shall I say to this young woman, whose round belly, full of life, held and cradled by her hips, gently bumps the back of my head from time to time as she wheels her weakened and failing old auntie down the hall of convalescent care? She turns the wheelchair smoothly through the doorway, just as she is being taught in her nursing classes. No herky-jerky and a nice snaking around to the side of my bed. My roommate, Dorothy, looks like something from a wax museum, all swaddled up tightly in a white cotton thermal blanket. Her hands folded on her chest, twine in her fingers a rosary so long it looks like it has no end, with large oval beads green as emeralds. Hearing the wheelchair, she opens her eyes. "Have they found him, Mother?" she asks. "No, not yet. I'll wake you up when they do. Go back to sleep," I answer. "All right, Mother," the swaddled daughter answers and closes her eyes. I roll myself to the bedside table and turn on a small desk lamp. "Sit a while, Crystal," I invite, and point to a chair with my chin. "If you open my closet drawer, you'll see a bag of buttermints. Bring them over here, why don't you?" Crystal reverses the tight twist that I had put into the plastic bag to keep things fresh and offers them to me. "Try one yourself first, would you, to see how fresh they are?" I ask, gathering more closely some of the story's more unruly vines and tendrils. I try to be careful not to crack my plate. Chewing a yellow buttermint that was soft enough to not crack my plate, Crystal signals with a thumbs up, and I begin to speak.
Women's Words is produced at KUMD by Chris Harwood, music by Sharon Isbin. This program is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For more information about this author and her work, or to listen to this episode again, or subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Send your comments or questions to KUMD@KUMD.org.